Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 5th. You'll be interested to know. 92 years ago, today in 1933, Congress in the States ratified the 21st Amendment, ending prohibition and restoring legal beverage alcohol sales across the nation. This restored personal freedoms, revived hospitality industries, and allowed governments to tax and regulate alcohol, helping economic recovery and reshaping American social life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 6 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:10 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:58. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 26 and a light west wind at about 6 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a slight chance of snow after 5 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low of 21 and a gentle southwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 10:45 with the low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 48 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain, cloudy and cool with a high near 39 and a light southwest wind. Saturday night through Sunday stay mostly dry with lows near 26 and highs around 38. Then Sunday night brings a chance of snow after 8 p.m. under mostly cloudy skies. Monday has a morning chance of snow with a high near 29 and breezy northwest winds. Then late Monday into Tuesday, small chances for snow return with a 50% chance Tuesday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, according to a recent poll by MassaNC Polling Group on behalf of the Education Trust, 2/3 of parents support a proposed bell-to-bell cell phone ban in public schools, though many express a desire for clear communication methods during school hours. 66% of parents with children in grades 6 through 12 back legislation to prohibit personal electronic devices throughout the school day, with 40% stating they strongly support the measure. However, 63% want to know how to contact their child under such a ban, and 49% seek a detailed explanation of the policy. The poll surveyed 1,351 K-12 parents with significant support across racial groups. Now on to sports. Jahmyr Gibbs ran 3 touchdowns, the last a 13-yarder with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left, sealing the Detroit Lions' much-needed 44-30 win over the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night. The Lions, with a record of 8 wins and 5 losses, avoided losing consecutive games for the first time in more than 3 years as they aim for a playoff berth. Coach Dan Campbell praised the team's effort, stating, "We played our best game that we played all year." Dallas fought hard, but despite their 3-game winning streak, they struggled against the Lions' explosive offense. Gibbs contributed significantly with 7 catches for 77 yards and 43 yards rushing on 12 carries. In local sports, Derek White and Jordan Walsh propelled the Celtics in a dominant 146-101 victory over the Wizards. Derek White set his season high in scoring with 30 points, while Jordan Walsh achieved a career high with 22 points, not missing a shot. Jaylen Brown missed the game due to illness, and the Celtics led 66-59 at halftime. The Celtics shot 55% from the field and will face the Lakers tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7. In top news, scientists have discovered how to potentially eliminate the world's deadliest infectious disease, tuberculosis. By turning off the genetic switch to its respiratory system, researchers found that Mycobacterium tuberculosis cannot survive without the PRRAVE system. When PRRAVE was inhibited, the bacteria shut down and a drug called diarylthiazole 48 became more effective against it. Tuberculosis has seen a resurgence in the United States and remains an epidemic in many regions. The research team aims to use these findings to develop targeted therapies that could make tuberculosis vanish, much like smallpox. In business news, Warner Bros. Discovery has entered exclusive negotiations for a deal to sell its studios and HBO Max streaming business to Netflix, a move that would dramatically reshape the entertainment and media industry, according to people familiar with the matter. This development follows the latest round of bids for the media company, which owns Superman and HBO Max. Paramount and Comcast have also been pursuing Warner Bros. Discovery. All three companies submitted sweetened offers this week, with Netflix reportedly presenting a mostly cash bid. Updates will follow as news develops. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 6% for the week to $92,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to about $3,200. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.07. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Chicago Tribune has filed a lawsuit against the AI search engine Perplexity, alleging copyright infringement. The lawsuit, filed in a federal court in New York, claims Perplexity is using Tribune content without permission. The Tribune's lawyers contacted Perplexity in mid-October, asking about the use of its content. Perplexity's response indicated it does not train models with Tribune work, but it may receive non-verbatim factual summaries. However, the Tribune argues that Perplexity is delivering content verbatim. Additionally, the lawsuit calls out Perplexity's retrieval augmented generation as a key issue. Perplexity has not responded to the lawsuit or requests for comment. And in entertainment news, Sony Pictures is working on a fifth film in the Men in Black franchise, tapping Chris Bremner, the writer of Bad Boys for Life, to draft the script. It remains unclear if Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones will reprise their iconic roles as Agent J and Agent K. Bremner's involvement may appeal to Smith, who starred in both Bad Boys films. Sony previously attempted a reboot with Men in Black International, which grossed $253.9 million, against a budget exceeding $100 million. Overall, the franchise has collectively grossed more than $1.9 billion. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "Freedom cannot be bestowed, it must be achieved." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.